Hi. I will be speaking from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26 through 27. As soon as I can find it. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you're still angry. You know, I've never done this before, so bear with me. It was hard to really write anything down tonight. I had writer's block really bad. So instead, I thought of a story about me and about my grandfather. He passed in 09, and I still have the letter you guys got me. He was working down here, and my grandma was in Mammoth at the time, and he'd come over because he didn't have a whole lot to eat and give him dinner, and always had a good time. Well, I think maybe the last five times I saw him, me and my mom always got in a fight. And it was me being a teenager and my mom being a mom. But it was always when he was around. The last time I saw my grandfather, me and my stepdad went shooting up in Ojai. I came down, he was walking up the hill. He stops at high, he was walking because he was going to Mammoth the next week. And, okay, so we were going to go up and visit him. And didn't get out to give him a hug. Didn't get out to say I love you. He goes up to Mammoth and has a blood clot. I said hi and talked to him on the phone a couple times, but I never saw him again. The last thing I feel like he remembers is me fighting with my mom. And I don't want that. I felt like my grandfather was my best friend. He's the one person that ever took me fishing. Had a good time with them. It wasn't necessarily a church person, but I remember I was telling Joe in one of our Bible studies that he would randomly say a verse in the Bible, even if it was just funny. And so I'm just thinking, like, oh, wow, he didn't go to church, but he did know. He did know who Christ was. And since then, I've been trying to get along better with my mom. Hasn't been that easy, but like I said, I was a teenager and she's a mom. Yeah. I'm sorry. Might have a harder time with my brother. He's being a little stubborn. He's been stubborn lately. But I just wish the last couple of times I saw him, he wasn't angry. He wasn't mad or anything. I wish he was just happy. So that's how anger has affected me. And that being said, I'm done. Thank you.
Well, I had a bunch of stuff to say, and I feel like anything I do say is going to take away from that lesson. Because something that I asked Tommy is to express how anger has affected his life and how anger has shaped him, both bad and good. And it's something that as a church we have to face. That we come together as a congregation, we come together as a community, and we have our baggage. We have these stories in our past that is full of mistakes, and it's full of sin, and it's full of hardship. But at the same time, God gives us each other so that we can come here and heal. Through the simple act of sharing our story, we can help each other. So let's pray. I want to pray for Tommy. God, we thank you. We thank you for what you have done tonight. We thank you for the lesson that you've brought and the heart that you have shared it through. God, we know that we all have stories. We all have this hardship in our life. God, whether or not it's in our family or it's us, God, we pray for forgiveness and mercy and accountability and openness and transparency. God, we pray that this place is a place of healing, that we can come together and we can talk to one another openly and honestly. Father, that we can express our anger in a godly way. Because you did not build us, you did not construct us to be robots. You made us compassionate, and you made us passionate, and you made us stubborn, and you gave us all of these qualities, but we're only made in your image. God, we ask for guidance. We ask that you put people in our lives that can help us, that can be honest with us, that could come alongside us and help. Father, we want to lift up Tommy as a congregation. We want to place him before your throne because we've seen him grow. I've only been here a month and a half, and I've seen him grow. God, and I thank you for him. I thank you for his heart. God, we lift up all of these things before your throne. Amen.